today is Christmas, and the Orthodox way of celebrating Christmas is really beautiful because it's a really intense period of waiting. We don't listen to Christmas music all month. We don't start making treats. We don't do all those things. So the kids have really been waiting. And we've been doing a countdown, a Mary's star path, where Mary goes along and you put a star up in the sky each day before, and she makes her way to the manger. My son, I said, oh, maybe next year we should just have Christmas the same time as other people, because my husband works for the schools and he's off during that time. And I said, I really miss him being off for all those 2 weeks, you know. And he said, no, we've got to wait. We've got to do it this way. So they actually really liked it. So now that it's Christmas, we just woke up and we did stockings and a little bit of presents, but it's only just begun because we're going to celebrate the 12 days of Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Most of the people I grew up with, all my friends in the neighborhood down in the village, we all came to church here, and we were all altar boys. Long hours of standing for a kid, that was pretty harsh. It seemed a lot longer when you were younger, you know, standing for 2 hours. Over in Eastern Europe, back in the day, it used to be about at least an 18-hour service where there would be just a constant prayer.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
The Son of Righteousness, and to nothing he owes.
We're real proud people. We sing as high and as loud as we can. We just love the Orthodox Church. Well, when we were young, we had all kinds of elders. They used to sing in their own languages. Tlingit, Aleut, Athabascans. Back then, it was mostly Tlingit. We'd go caroling until about 2:30 in the morning. Yes, her name is Sophia. It's her church name. She's going to be 2 in March. Silent.